Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack on Chris. I'm Chris Mabee. Today I'll be reading from the Good Housekeeping Magazine. The first article is called Beauty Science. Experts from the Good Housekeeping Institute Beauty Lab share what makes Good Housekeeping Seal star Mary Kay Time-Wise Daytime Defender Sunscreen Broad Spectrum SPF 30 your ultimate morning skincare multitasker. And the first comment is from Shiera Butler. Good Housekeeping Institute Beauty Health and Sustainability Lab Reviews Analyst. And she says, it says, Butler has spent years conducting hands-on testing of beauty products and services at Good Housekeeping, including Good Housekeeping Seal evaluations. Previously, she worked as a cosmetic chemist, formulating skincare products for a variety of brands, as well as decoding ingredient lists, assessing ingredient efficacy, and scrutinizing claims. And the next person that's doing the rating is April Franzino, Good Housekeeping Beauty Director. Franzino has headed Good Housekeeping's beauty department for nearly a decade, overseeing all beauty editorial content for the magazine and goodhousekeeping.com. She produces and edits in-depth skincare coverage, based on Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab product testing and expert insights, highlighting the latest in science-backed advice, technology, and trends. And again, the product is Mary Kay Time-Wise Daytime Defender Sunscreen. And it says, the science. Butler digs into the research to reveal why this day moisturizer with SPF is anything but basic. The formula. A creamy lotion, it provides comforting hydration, yet doesn't make skin greasy or shiny. In a study of more than 200 consumer testers, users found that it was lightweight and absorbed fast. The SPF is invisible on skin, leaving no white residue. Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab experts concluded. The technology. Skincare ingredients enhance the sun protection of the broad-spectrum SPF 30 face sunscreen and treat signs of aging every day. The ingredients. The product contains the skin-protecting and tone-evening antioxidants, resveratrol and niacinamide, as well as peptides that support collagen production. It also fortifies skin's moisture barrier with plant-derived ingredients like prickly pear extract. And the testing. Clinical data confirms that the fragrance and oil-free SPF has been dermatologist tested for skin irritation and proven safe for sensitive skin plus. It is non-comedogenic, which means it won't clog pores. And the beauty. Franzino details how to use the product to enhance your daily skincare regimen, no matter what your skin type. Streamline your routine. A bottle provides the hydration of a moisturizer, the anti-aging, antioxidant, and brightening ingredients of a serum, and the skin protection of a face sunscreen in a simple step, saving time and money. And apply correctly. Each morning, as a last step after cleansing and applying any other leave-on treatments, such as toners, serums, or additional moisturizers, smooth the lotion all over your face and neck, including around your eyes, and see the results. After 5 weeks of use, testers agreed that it left skin looking more even-toned, moisturized, youthful, and radiant. In 8 weeks, clinical data showed that the look of users' forehead and eye area wrinkles had improved, according to Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab data evaluation. And the name brand is Mary Kay, and it's called Time-Wise Daytime Defender Sunscreen Broad Spectrum SPF 30. It's $34 at marykay.com. And the next article, it says, from the Good Housekeeping Textiles Lab, tested this month, bras. Finally, bras you won't want to rip off at the end of the day. Our experts recently put 64 styles through the ringer to find the ones that were just as comfortable as they were supportive. And it says, how we tested. Good Housekeeping fiber scientists and apparel pros evaluated bras for properties like stretch recovery and washability, then sent each style to testers with cup sizes from AA to H and band sizes from 30 to 48. In total, we analyzed 2,576 data points. And the first one scored 95 out of 100. It says, best every day. A versatile bra that's comfy enough to wear all day. This underwire style from Naturi is made of a sleek material with light padding for a natural shape. It offers good coverage, and this bra's smoothing wide band with seamless sides helps it stay discreet under clothes. And the brand name again is Naturi. That's N-A-T-O-R-I. And it's called Pure Luxe Custom Coverage Contour Underwire. The price is $74. And the sizes it comes in, it says 32 to 38, cup sizes B to G. And the pros of the item, fit true to size, stayed put and looked great per testers. Washed well in lab tests, a variety of color options. And the things you should take note of, lace straps may be visible under some tops. Care instructions recommend hand washing and average stretch recovery scores. And lab results. This t-shirt bra held up well in lab testing without changing shape after washing. Appreciating its exceptional comfort and fit, one Good Housekeeping analyst said, nothing dug into me and it stayed in place, straps, band, and all. One tester raved, it was perfect in every way. Some wearers disliked that the lace straps could be visible under fitted tops, while others enjoyed showing them off. And the next one scored 96 out of 100, and it says, best basic. This lightly lined maiden-form bra is made with sleek microfiber fabric and has cups that feature zoned padding to provide lift. Plus, its straps can easily be converted to create a crisscross back. Our pros consistently find it on sale for over 50% off, making it a total steal. And the brand name is Maidenform, and it's called One Fab Fit Everyday Demi Underwire Bra. And the price is $48. And the size goes from 32 to 42. And cups size A to double D. And the pros, frequently on sale, got perfect tester scores for comfort, support, and fit, lightly padded without looking bulky. And things you should take note of, offers more coverage than most demi styles we tested, comes only in sizes through double D, and need to hand wash and hang dry. And lab results, a tester favorite, this bra earned top marks from users with B through D cup sizes. It's a bra I don't have to think about while I'm wearing it, reported one. It doesn't gap anywhere and looks invisible under clothing. It kept its shape well during our stretch tests, but be sure to hand wash it carefully for best results. It shrank a bit when we put it in the washing machine. And the next bra scored 96 out of 100. Best bralette. This impressively soft and smooth Harper Wild bralette has a luxurious feel, and it offers coverage and support without foam cups or wire. The V-neck and the smoothing sides look flattering while staying invisible under most tops. Also, it stays put thanks to its wide bottom band. And the brand name is Harper Wild, which is, the Wild is spelled W-I-L-D-E, and it's called Bliss Bralette. And the price is $45, and the sizes go from extra small to 6XL. And the pros, got perfect scores from all testers for overall satisfaction, ideal for those who avoid underwires, and aced stretch recovery tests. And things you should take note of, not quite as supportive as an underwire bra, minimal shaping benefits, and some nipple visibility per testers. And lab results, a supportive alternative to underwire styles, this comfy bralette was loved by testers for its super soft material. Multiple users said they forgot they were even wearing it. "I've never had a bra this comfortable," raved one. A Double D Cup reviewer called it supportive enough for everyday wear. Plus, this pick aced our textiles lab stretch recovery test by returning to its original shape. And the last one scored 95 out of 100, best size range. Finding a well-fitting bra can seem impossible, but this style from Third Love comes in an impressive variety of sizes, including half cup sizes. It's a t-shirt bra that is intended for everyday wear, with underwires for lift, foam cups to shape, and pleated straps to help keep it from slipping off shoulders. And the brand name is Third Love, and it's called 24/7 Classic T-Shirt Bra. The price is $72. And the sizes go from 32 to 44, and cup sizes from A to H. And the pros, vast assortment of colors and sizes, including half cup sizes, free 60-day any reason return policy, and soft and comfy materials. And the things to take note of, it can take a few attempts to find the right size with the brand's half cup sizes, and it didn't retain its shape quite as well as others in stretch tests. And lab results, calling its great basic bra that felt very comfortable. Testers gave this one perfect scores for comfort and fit. Some testers even found a better bra size for them using the brand's size charts. "I love how soft this is," raved one tester. Another added, "I could easily wear it almost any outfit. It washed well in the lab, but it didn't fully regain its shape after our stretch tests." And this is the food area. And a little hint here, it says picnic perfect. Noodles and crunchy vegetables like green beans hold up well when toted to the beach or the park. Another secret to fresh feasts, alfresco coolers. And then there's an item here about Tess Kitchen Secrets, make a perfect pot of beans. To get this recipe just right, experts in the Good Housekeeping Test Kitchen tried and tweaked it 8 times. Here are the tricks they learned along the way. Number 1, try with dry. Canned beans are convenient and will make for a delicious finished dish, but starting with dry beans and cooking them makes them tops for texture and boosts the flavor thanks to aromatics simmered in the broth. And number 2, don't cover the pot. Baking beans without a lid allows the sauce to reduce until it has a syrupy, sweet, crave-worthy consistency. And number 3, add acid at the end. Drizzling in some apple cider vinegar right before serving delivers a hit of tartness that balances out the richness of molasses, brown sugar, and bacon. And then we move on to a must-have waffle maker. This 2-in-1 appliance takes your waffles to the next level with an insert that allows you to make classic Belgian waffles as well as stuffed ones packed with fillings like peanut butter, jam, and cream cheese. And Good Housekeeping Lab results, the insert is easy to attach to the waffle maker and the handle stays cool, so you can switch from the Belgian to stuffed waffles between batches. And it's called Good Housekeeping Belgian and Stuffed Waffle Maker. It's $39, and you can go to qvc.co/gh for more information on that item. And now we move on to Good Housekeeping Book Club, Book of the Month. Find a comfy spot to enjoy the May and June feel-good reads from the Good Housekeeping Book Club. The first one is called The Paris Novel by Ruth Reichel, which is R-E-I-C-H-L. Stella has always lived simply in defiance of her neglectful, glamorous mother. When her mom dies, she leaves Stella a plane ticket to Paris, where chance discovery sets off an adventure that includes a benevolent art collector, a historic bookstore, and Stella's senses awakening to all the delectable indulgences life has to offer. And the book is $29. And again, it's called The Paris Novel by Ruth Reichel. And the next book, it's called I Hope This Finds You Well by Natalie Sue. And the write-up says, Jolene has found the key to surviving her soul-sucking corporate job, venting about her colleagues in white ink at the bottoms of her emails. But when she gets caught, things get complicated. This laugh-out-loud workplace drama is a bomb for anyone who's ever gotten fed up at work. And the book is $28, and it's called I Hope This Finds You Well by Natalie Sue. Now we move on to Family Room, Expert Advice, Inspiration on Parenting. And the name of the article is My Son Has Multiple Disabilities, He Looks Different, and Most Kids Stare. But curiosity is natural. Here's how to talk to kids about disabilities. And the article is by Jacqueline Greenberg. And it starts, My son can't walk or talk and uses an intricate wheelchair with a harness and head prompts to remind him to sit upright. Kids watch his movements and try to understand him. Sometimes they point and ask their parents questions like, why is he like that and what's wrong with him? Being on the receiving end of constant staring is hard and uncomfortable. As a mom of three, whose children also have questions about the different people they encounter, I know it can be difficult to respond appropriately. Your instinct may be to say, that's not polite. I get it. We're all going about our days just trying to get from one place to another. So what is the right reaction in those moments? How can a parent talk to their child about people who look different so their child learns and the person with the disability feels seen but not uncomfortable? Is it the parent's job to educate their child, or is it the job of the person with the disability or their caregiver to educate the world? After speaking with experts, I found these are the best strategies to use when you find yourself in this sort of situation. Number one, don't pull away. Curiosity is a gift, says Yvette Peaks, EDD, an inclusive education specialist and a board member of the ARC of the United States, who uses a wheelchair full-time. It's developmentally appropriate for children to want to understand difference. She explains that children need to be allowed to be children and that apologizing or scolding them for their curiosity can potentially shut them down. Sarah Kovac, the editor of Accessibility at Reviewed, who has a disability herself, says, The most unfortunate thing that can happen when a child notices me is to have an adult whisk the little one away or scold them for staring. The child is not learning politeness in that moment. They're learning to be afraid of disabled people. A better response is to teach children how to engage, Kovac says. A parent with a child who notices a disability can do a great service to all involved by engaging with me or allowing the child to. I am not in the least offended by their questions. I've heard it all, and I have age-appropriate replies at the ready. If the kid is too nervous to approach a stranger, as I would have been, show them how to be brave, ask questions on their behalf. When they see me smile and talk and interact with another adult, they get the opportunity to see me as a human, just like them. And be a role model. Just as with any behavior we want our children to learn, one of the most effective ways to teach is to model that behavior ourselves so the child gets a visual of what to do, says Trish Allison, author of DEI Parent Guidebooks, How to Respond to Disability Curiosity from Kids. The best thing for parents to do in this situation is to take their child aside and explain quietly that the person has a body part, brain, leg, eyes, etc., that works differently than ours. Other than that, they're just like you and me. Parents can tell their kid it's okay to notice. They can smile, say hi, or wave, but try not to stare. Emily W. King, Ph.D., a child psychologist, says it can be hard even for adults, but the effort is worth it. Pushing through your own discomfort and coaching your child on understanding differences is a form of breaking cycles of discrimination and exclusion, she says. It's easy to get caught off guard, but stumbling and then finding words to bridge a gap in understanding can go a long way toward creating connection. We all want to be seen, valued, and heard. Rather than shying away from questions you don't have answers to, admit that you don't know and be willing to learn more about someone different. There is nothing innately inferior about a difference in functioning, says Laura Phillips, an APBDN senior director of the Learning and Development Center at the Child Mind Institute. We don't want to perpetuate an ableist society. Aside from explaining why someone is different, a parent can find a commonality so their child can relate to the person with a disability. Open the door to a respectful conversation, says Melissa Hart, the author of Daisy Woodworm Changes the World, which has a main character based on her brother who has Down syndrome. For example, if your child and a child with a disability are in a social situation, you can bring up topics they might have in common to break the ice. His favorite color is blue, you can say of your child, what's yours? Or, we just watched the latest Marvel movie, have you seen it? These are ways to open up a conversation and find similarities rather than differences. And read the room. Once, when a child was staring at my son, the parent said to me, you should use this as a teachable moment. Back then, my kids were all under six, and we were in a slippery locker room getting ready for swim lessons. I didn't have the bandwidth to teach someone else's child about disability in that moment. But sometimes I take it upon myself to give other children an opportunity to meet my son. For example, at a child's birthday party, I modified the craft activity so my son could participate. I explained to the other kids that he loved to draw and be included in the fun but needed help. If your child is staring at someone with a disability and you'd like to find out more, Peaks suggests from first saying, I see that my child is staring. I think they're curious about you. Do you mind if we ask you a few questions? Most people with a disability are used to a copious attention and will indicate whether they can or want to share details about it. If you get a no from the individual, then have a personal conversation with that child in the privacy of your car or home. And start at home. I recommend exposing your children to disability and educating them about it as early as possible, so that when they encounter people like myself, they'll have basic knowledge and be able to ask questions with some understanding, says Christopher Groux, senior editor of Accessibility at Reviewed, who has cerebral palsy. I suggest reading books about people with disabilities such as What Happened to You, as well as other books by disabled authors that are specifically designed to teach younger audiences how to react to those with disabilities. It helps people like me feel comfortable in our own skin. Many toy companies now make inclusive dolls and toys that can open up conversations at home, too. But nothing beats real-life experience. In an ideal world, kids would have experienced meeting different types of people through family, friends, school, or volunteering. This would give them much more of an opportunity to find commonalities with kids who are different from them. Modeling proper behavior, combined with giving the right guidance at home, will help children understand what to do the next time they see a disabled person, says Allison. Their child will know instinctively, on their own, to wave, smile, or say hi. Personally, I love it when strangers say hello or acknowledge my son in a friendly way. It's not easy to find ways to include him, and when he is included, it makes our whole family feel more welcome. The big picture message parents need to convey, Allison adds, is that disabled people are human beings who deserve kindness and respect just like everyone else. And a side note here, they have a few books. It says Stories from the Heart. Authors with disabilities draw on their life experience in these must-read children books. And the article's by Karen Cicero. And the first book is called Cut Loose by Allie Stroker and Stacey Davidovitz. A 13-year-old dreams of landing the lead role in the school musical, but she thinks she'll be overlooked for the part because she uses a wheelchair. And if she does get cast, will classmates assume it was based on her disability rather than her talent? Stroker, who was the first actor in a wheelchair to win a Tony Award, reflected on her childhood to co-author a gripping novel that's packed both with theater references and insights about accessibility in schools. And this book is for ages 8 to 12. And again, it's called Cut Loose by Allie Stroker and Stacy Davidovitz. And the next book is called A Day with No Words by Tiffany Hammond. This lyrical story, which underscores that nonverbal children are just as intelligent as everyone else, follows a mother and her son through their day. The boy, who has autism, uses a tablet to communicate with others, who fully accept his method of speaking. A situation in which an unkind adult calls the boy handicapped is perfectly addressed. Author Hammond and her two sons have autism, and this is for kids ages 4 to 8. And again, the name is A Day with No Words by Tiffany Hammond. The next book is called I Am a Masterpiece by Mia Armstrong. Armstrong, a child actor and an activist, offers an invaluable window into the joys and challenges of having Down syndrome. When a teacher asks her class to create self-portraits for back-to-school night, she draws how she feels rather than how she looks. Classmates are rude at first, but they quickly come around, and her parents couldn't be prouder of her self-acceptance. They love me exactly as I am, which means I can be who I am. And this is for kids ages 4 to 8. And again, it's called I Am a Masterpiece by Mia Armstrong. And the last book is called I Talk Like a River by Jordan Scott. A Canadian poet has crafted a poignant story about a boy who is learning to embrace his stutter. After a particularly bad day, the boy's dad takes him for a walk along the river. See how the water moves, his dad asks. That's how you speak. The realization that he talks like a river brings the boy comfort and makes him feel connected with nature. And this is for children ages 4 to 8. And it's called I Talk Like a River by Jordan Scott. Well, that's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading the May/June edition of the Good Housekeeping Magazine. I'm Chris Mabey, and so long until next time.